Welcome to Divine Healers Church, New Jersey branch. We hope that you will be blessed by the following sermon. Stay tuned and God bless.
I am very excited to be here this morning. David said, the song that went this morning, said, David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. It's always, always exciting and glad to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please, let's pray. Father, this morning, I want to thank you. I give you the praise. Father, I pray that once again, you have given me the opportunity to be here to preach your word. Father, I have come here not to impress. I have come here not to boast. I have come here not to make a show, God, but I have come to do your will. Father, I pray that you will grant me the ability, grant me the grace to rightly divide your word. I also pray, God, that you grant your people, my God, the ability to receive your word and also apply it to their life, that no life will ever remain the same. God, I decrease myself this morning so you will be increased. I bind every foul spirit in this auditorium. I pray that you will take control. Holy Spirit, take control. Move us to another level. Oh, then at the end of the day, we say it is the Lord who has done. I thank you, God. I give you the praise. I give you the adoration. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please have a seat. Today, our Bible lesson will be taken from Revelations 3, 7, and 8. Very short. Hallelujah. Revelations 8, 3, 7, and 8.
Praise the Lord. Revelations chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these are the words of the Holy One, the true One, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, who shuts and no one opens. I know your works. Look, I have set before you on an open door, which no one is able to shut. I know that you have but little power, and yet you have kept my word and not denied my name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. And I'll read from the King James. He says, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy. Amen. He that is true. He that has the key of David. He said he opens and no one shuts. And he shuts and no one opens. No man. And he goes on to say, I know thy works. Behold, some translations we see, I know thy works. See. Look. I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut. For thou hast a little strength, and you have kept my word and hast not denied my name. Hallelujah. This is very short, but very deep. And I really want you to pay attention to me for just 20 minutes. Hallelujah. Listen, I know you've heard this story a million times. I know you have heard it a million times. You might think it's just a religious statement. But this is a fact about Jesus. The one that we have gathered here today. Hallelujah. It is not somebody just writing about Jesus or speaking about Jesus. It was John. Jesus himself was speaking to John. And he said, write these things to the church of Philadelphia. Hallelujah. And today I'm taking Philadelphia out. And I'm saying, Jesus is speaking to us directly. He said, write these things to the church of Divine Healers Church. Hallelujah. And he says, even before you go ahead and tell them, give them my credentials so they don't forget who I am. Hallelujah. He said, give them my credentials. And what are the credentials? Let's read again. Just the first chapter 7. He said, write these things to the church of Philadelphia. It says that he who is holy, hallelujah, That's one of his creeds. He said, he who is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, hallelujah, he speaks with authority, hallelujah. He that have the key of David, and he opens and no one shuts, and he shuts and no one opens, hallelujah. This is very wonderful. Church, as I was praying and reading this quotations, it says that we as church and as individuals, we have been opening doors for ourselves too much. All along, we have been opening doors. But the word tells us today that he is the one who has the key. He opens and no one shuts. He said, you have been doing things on your own all along. You have been trying to rise up on your own. You have been trying to take steps, decisions on your own. You don't have that power. He said, he has the power. He has the key. Hallelujah. He has the power and he has the key. Brethren, one thing with opening doors on our own, it's very dangerous. He said we have been building castles for ourselves. And it's about time we put on the brakes and said, Lord, build in me. Lord, build in us. Hallelujah. Build in me, Father. Build in us. The problem that I said was, if you open the door for yourself, do you know what you are? You are not omnipresent. If you try to do things on your own, or with your own power, you are not omnipresent. You can't be everywhere at the same time. When you open the door for yourself, your authority is very limited. Hallelujah. When you open the door for yourself, we live in a very complex world. Listen, as soon as you proceed to enter the door, somebody is standing right behind you going to close the door. Hallelujah. You can't do it on your own. But God is saying to the church and to us, he says, I have the key of David. Hallelujah. I will open. And when any time I open, nobody can shut it. Hallelujah. He said, if God opens the door for you, there is no obstacle. There is no trouble. I mean, absolutely nothing will successfully interrupt the door of the Lord. Hallelujah. He wants you to rise up. Yes. He wants you to build castles. Yes. He wants you to have a good life. But he said, not on your own. I hope somebody is hearing me this morning. He said he can do all things, but not on your own. Hallelujah. Problem with starting is, if you start and you are faced with troubles, if you start and you hit the rock, you regret ever starting. And all the effort that you personally put in will go to waste. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, I have made mistakes in my life. Hallelujah. Several of them. But the greatest mistakes that I've ever done was to start things without inquiring from the Lord. Hallelujah. To start things without inquiring from the Lord. To experience, to inquire of the Lord. Listen, I have this experience, and if anything comes before my desk, oh, I did this thing before, so I can do it. Hallelujah. Listen, the last time I was successful in this project, and since this one has come on my table, I'm going to do it without inquiring from the Lord. Hallelujah. I have this much money in the bank. Oh, I have thousands of dollars in the bank. And I won't even pray. I'll say, oh, I can do it. I'm going to build a house without inquiring from the Lord. Church, it's about time. It's about time. He is the omnipresent. His authority is never limited. Hallelujah. He said he will never leave us nor forsake us. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to be victorious. He wants you to have all the goodies on earth. But he doesn't want you to do it on your own. Hallelujah. He doesn't want you to do it on your own. He said, write these things to the church of Philadelphia, that I have the keys. Oh, I can open the door and nobody can shut. And I can shut it and nobody can open. Hallelujah. Listen to me, even me, a human being. My son Michael, sometimes I want to get away from him a little bit. And I'll go to my room and lock the door. Then he comes. Mommy, open the door. And he will be banging. Open the door, mommy, open the door. Listen, if I choose to open, he can come in. If I don't open, can he come in? This is Jesus speaking to you. Hallelujah. This is Jesus speaking to you. The Alpha and the Omega. The beginning and the end. He is, he was, and he is to come. Hallelujah. He is the one who is talking to you. Hallelujah. And he goes on to say, he said, I know thy works. Do you know your work? He said, I know your works. Hallelujah. You might be here, you don't even know your works. But thank God that you have been paying your tithe. Hallelujah. Thank God that he knows that you have been contributing generously to the building of this church. Hallelujah. Thank God that he knows that you have chose to sing and to worship him. Hallelujah. Look at those playing the drums. You have opted to be part of a ministry. Is it the women's ministry? Is it the youth? Is it the choir? He knows your works. Hallelujah. Don't joke around it. Listen, when we come here, oh, and I forgot the ushers. Look at how beautiful now everything is being arranged. God knows your work. Hallelujah. You are not doing it in vain. He says this. Listen, Jesus himself is speaking. He said, I know your works. And he goes on to say, he said, behold, look, see, I have set an open door before you. Hallelujah. I have set an open door before you. I open. He said, I have set it before you. And no man. No enemy, no wizard, no man, female or male. No witchcraft. He said, and no one can shut it. And like I said before, he speaks of authority. Hallelujah. He speaks of authority. And no one can shut it. I want you to grab this. And if you can digest this, and if the Bible is yours, underline it. Underline it. He said, behold, I know your works. Behold, I have set an open door before you, and no one can shut it. If you can get this, I want you to digest this, because this is your word for today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is your word for today. He said, behold, I set an open door. Behold, I set an open door. Brethren, let me tell you something. It's very difficult to talk about victory and success to somebody who is actually drowning. Hallelujah. How can you talk about victory to somebody who doesn't even know how to pay her mortgage or pay her rent? But let me tell you, don't look at where you are. Look at who is speaking to you. His name is Jesus. Jesus is the one speaking to you today. He said, don't look at where you are. Hallelujah. He said, look at me. In the verse, he says, I know you don't have strength. I'm not talking about your strength. I am talking about my strength. And if you can take that, if you can rely on that, listen, you're going to soar very high. Hallelujah. You're going to soar very high. And as I was reading, this came to mind. Have you ever been to court before? Who has been to court before? Maybe several of us, maybe none of us. And let me tell you something. When you are going to court, you are scared. But there is somebody with you who is going to the court with you. He said, don't worry. This kind of case that you have, have worn it before. Hallelujah. He said, when I stand before the judge and I speak to them, they listen. Hallelujah. When I propose anything, they take it. I know you are afraid. My dear brother, dear sister, don't be afraid, because I've already set an open door before you. Hallelujah. Don't worry. This kind of a case that you have, don't worry. I am a big lawyer. I am a big lawyer. I have won several of these cases before. Hallelujah. And even before you go to the courtroom and he tells you, taps you and say, listen, your case, I've already won it. You might not know how, but trust the man who is talking to you. Hallelujah. Jesus said, trust the man who is talking to you. Jesus is talking to you this morning. Hallelujah. He said, trust me. You might not know how. Trust me. Listen, church. Now we are not going to sit down crying for open doors. We are not going to pray for open doors, because our knowledge has been increased. And God has told us that he has already opened the door for us. And if he has opened the door for us, then what do we do? We're not going to cry. We step in the door and we walk with our shoulders out and we say, thank you, Jesus. And we come to his place. We say, thank you, Jesus. We praise your name with all our might, with all our heart. And we said, God, you have done it all. Hallelujah. Church, let me tell you something. We have not been called to always fight in God. We have not been called to toil in God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, before we were called, before we came in, oh, he has already set the open door for us. Hallelujah. He has already opened the door for us. Brethren, if you can get this word today, if you can digest it, and if you can apply it to your life, it is not by might, it is not by power, but it is by his spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. It is never by our might, it is never by our power, but by his spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is a season of open doors. It is a month of open doors. Oh, it is a month of open doors. Hour of open door. Every minute, every second, it is open door season. Hallelujah. We're going to move to another level, because today we have once again been reminded that God says, see, I have opened the door for you and nobody can shut it. If you're going for a job interview, you have to have it at the back of your mind that the door is open. Hallelujah. If you are embarking on any project, you should know that the door is open. Brethren, if you are with God and if you are in his will, I'm telling you, then you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to fear. You have to move forward. And anytime you said the door is open for me, I didn't say it. It's Jesus himself who told me. I believe in that. I'm going to swallow it. I'm going to put it in my belly, in my gut, everywhere I go. Oh, yes, because the door is open. Hallelujah. That is what I'm going to do. Hallelujah. I told you. Heard so many times about this passage. That God has put us on another level. God has put us on another level. Hallelujah. You might not know how you're going to finance your building. You might not know how you're going to finance something that you have embarked on. As we are staying here right now, people owe thousands of dollars on student loans. You might not even know how you are going to pay it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you do, you know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. You might not even know how. Your credit card. You might not know how. I'm sure somebody is here. He said, oh, I need a wife. I need a husband. Where do I look? In this busy America. Where can I start? Hallelujah. and career decisions. It doesn't matter where it was now. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What matters most is you have to be in His will. And He will direct you. Hallelujah. He said, devil, I don't even care what you say, because now I know that the door is open. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what you say. You can say whatever you want. You say it. You can bring me down. You can do whatever you want. But now my knowledge has increased. I know that God, He said, see. Open the door for you, and no one can shut it. Hallelujah. Mary said, how can this be, seeing I have no husband? Church, it is not our might. It is so impossible with men, but it is possible with God. Hallelujah. 2,000 years ago, God finished it for us. He looked down and said, it is finished. Hallelujah. He said, it is finished. Whatever you have been praying for, today I want you to know that it is finished. Hallelujah. Whatever you have been praying for, whatever you have been wishing for, it's knocking at your door. Hallelujah. Whatever you have been desiring, there's been something on your heart that you have been desiring for so long. Jesus is telling you, that thing is also looking for you. Hallelujah. Amen. It's looking for you. David said, goodness and mercy. He said, I will not run after it. I will not chase goodness. I will not chase mercy. But he said, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Hallelujah. This should be our attitude. Church, this should be our attitude. Hallelujah. I know it's tough. We may have tough seasons. We don't go through the day or the year without some difficulties. No, it is tough. But He says, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Hallelujah. Church, the Bible tells us that we are the head and not the tail. The Bible says you will lend to many nations, and you will never borrow. Hallelujah. You will be the first and not the last. You are the seed of Abraham. Hallelujah. God is speaking to us today. Bring your mind. Receive it. It's not only enough, oh, to just hear the word. You have to have a physical eye. You have to receive it. Hallelujah. And apply it. And I pray that today, God will release that spirit in us and grasp this so that we don't feel miserable as we go about. Have you ever lived in a life that someone is always feeling pity for you? We have passed that. Hallelujah. It's not by our might. It's not by our power. We have passed that. Hallelujah. Things are going to be all right. Because we know that what? He has done it for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as we go ahead with the readings, it says, see. I want you to mark that. See. Because if you are blind, you can't see. You've always been sitting down and be feeling miserable. Listen, it says, see. Open your eyes and see. I have opened it for you. So there is no way you can't see. See, open your eyes. And whatever you are going through, is that He Himself will take you through and open the door. Hallelujah. Because He has already. Listen, maybe you aborted your vision some time ago, but the door is open for you. Hallelujah. You have been crying all along, but today, instead, the door is open for you. Hallelujah. You have been crying. There is something that you have been praying for a long time, and you think it will never come true. But today, I'm here to announce to you that God says the door is open. Hallelujah. We want to announce to the devil and all his in-laws, his children, everybody, the wizards, the witches, that we don't care what they say anymore, because now we know that the door is open. Hallelujah. Say it to yourself. Say, I know that the door is open. Hallelujah. Work or no work, I know the door is open. Sick or well, I know the door is open. Poor or rich, I know the door is open. You might be sick in your body, but you trust in God and you are telling God, Father, I know the door is open. Your word is established. It's like forever your word is established. Whatever it says, it will come to pass. It will never go back to him void until it has accomplished what it sent it for. Hallelujah. So I know that the door is open. Hallelujah. If you have support or no support, you know that the door is open. Hallelujah. One thing that God has taught me in recent times, personally, is never to be moved when things go wrong. Never to be moved when things don't go your own way. You have to stay strong. You have to stay strong. Not because you are macho, but because of the promises in his word. Hallelujah. Listen, the word of God says that Jesus was traveling on a boat, on a ship with his disciples. Matthew 8:23-26. He said he was traveling with the disciples on a boat, and the winds came and the storm came. He said water entered into the boat and it began to sink. Hallelujah. In the eyes of the disciples, they saw death. So they went to Jesus and said, Jesus, Master, don't you even care that we perish? Don't you care? In the same boat, Jesus was also sleeping. Hallelujah. You think he was not feeling the shaking? You think he was not feeling the storm? He rose up and said, peace be still. He has the power to speak to any storm in your life to be quiet. Hallelujah. I said, God, Jesus has the power to rise up and speak to any storm in your life and shut it off. Hallelujah. He was trying to teach them a lesson. Don't look at the storm. Can you read Matthew 8:23-26, please?
Praise the Lord. Matthew 8:22-26. But Jesus said to him, follow me and let the dead bury their own dead.
Matthew 8:23-24, let's see.
A windstorm arose on the sea, so great that the boat was being swamped by the waves, for he was asleep. And they went and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we are perishing. And he said to them, why are you afraid, you of little faith? Then he got up and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was a dead calm.
Hallelujah. Thank you. That he rebuked the storm and it was calm. This morning, this afternoon, I have come here not on my own will, but God is speaking to you. But take it. Hallelujah. In life, when everything is tearing apart, when you are going through the storm, when you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, when you are sick in your body, when you are stuck, hallelujah, I want you not to cry. you have to come to a place, you have to come to a position where all this is going on, you will tell the devil, devil, look, I'm not going to sit down here and cry. I'm not going to be miserable. I'm not going to let people have pity on me. No, because I have learned that it is not by might, it is not by power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. I'm not going to feel miserable. Listen, indeed, I'm going to have a good meal. And for the ladies, I'm going to have a good massage. Full body massage. Hallelujah. That is what I'm going to have. And you have to learn to come to that spot. Hallelujah. Because you cannot do it on your own. Because the word says he has the keys. When he opens, no one can shut. And when he shut, no one can open. He said Abraham staggered not at the promise. And in his due time, he had a son. Hallelujah. God himself will lift you up. Hallelujah. I said God will lift you up. God will vindicate you. Hallelujah. Just be humble. Be humble. Don't look at the winds. Don't look at the troubles. There are so many troubles around. So many things. Today this, today that. Today, when you look at the news, a plane is missing. Today, listen, with all the technology that they have, they can't even see where the plane is. Hallelujah. Think about it. God knows everything. Hallelujah. He said, don't doubt. You who is doubting, don't doubt. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. And this morning, he has sent me to tell you, he's going to do something tremendous in your life if you believe. My brother, don't doubt, don't doubt, don't doubt. Believe. Believe that he has the keys. Believe that when he shuts, nobody opens. And when he opens, nobody shuts. And he goes ahead. He says, see, I've already opened the door for you. Hallelujah. I have already opened the door for you and nobody can shut it. This morning, I don't know what you are believing God for. He says the door is open. Hallelujah. He says the door is open. There is one thing that came to heart right now that I want to tell you. Listen. I want you to have a desire, to have a closer relationship with God. Hallelujah. Desire him and draw close to him. Hallelujah. The Bible says, draw near to me and I will what? I will draw near to you. The Bible says, it said, except the Lord built, the builders build in vain. I don't know what you believe in God for this morning. As you are sitting down right now, I want you to start praying and thinking about God. Think about his word to you this morning. He said, I've set an open door before you and no one can shut it. He has the key of David. Hallelujah. He has the key of David. He said, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. With me, all things are possible. Don't doubt it. Don't doubt it. Take it and believe it. Because the door is already open. I want you to stand on your feet. I want you to begin praying. Thank God for this message. Thank God that he has opened your eyes once again. He has reminded you that he has already opened the door for you. That whatever you are looking for is right looking for you. Whatever you have been desiring, he said he's also looking for you. You're not sitting down crying because you didn't know. But now you know. Now you know. He said he would do it for you. He said, with me, all things are possible. I'm not going to sit down and cry again. I'm not going to feel miserable. I'm not going to let people have mercy on me because I'm in a situation. Whether I have job or no job, I know the door is open for me. Whether I'm sick or I'm rich, I know the door is open for me. Wherever I go and wherever I am, so far as I'm in with God and I'm in His will, I know the door is open for me. And He has promised me that He will never leave me nor forsake me. Hallelujah. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Thank God that whatever trouble, whatever storm is in your life, trust God that today He said the door is open. Forever, oh Lord, Your word is established. Father, we want to thank You for Your word this morning. We thank You because we know You have done it once again. Thank You. And bless Your name. And let the church say amen.